Wiseman's convinced they're going to put code on his phone.
Yeah, yes.
And follow
him
back to the U.S.
Because I saw a little, like, under the table. And I was, it's funny.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. We are back on the podcast. This is Gregor, Dr. Buffer, Mike Choi, and Mark. Yeah, we had a breakfast at a hotel, right? Let's paint a picture for everybody.
What's white marble.
White marble. You're looking at white marble.
The cleanest white marble ever.
Yeah.
I was wondering when we went to the mall the other day. It was so clean. Somebody must rappel down the side and just clean the side of the building regularly. I mean, there's also a very few mentions.
Yeah.
So what are we doing today, guys?
At 11 o'clock, in about an hour and 20 minutes, we're going to do a dry run, a practice run, with a B-session.
So Mike and Canella, why don't you guys say what you actually do here? Aside from just eating free food in the hotel.
Yeah.
It's a good gig, the free food.
So we're spotters, so we'll be telling the production crew in the truck what's happening on the floor so that they can understand and direct the cameras to sort of tell the story.
Mm-hmm. And they're hooked up to the camera crew. You guys are hooked up to our headsets as well.
So everybody gets a signal and the camera crew gets directed towards
the camera crew can know what to look at. We know. Yep. So, like, the best example I can think of is in, I think it was Anaheim. No, Houston. In Houston, when Jonas was in your position, and Nujab is in the background warming up Keenan Jerk, and he messages in and is like, Alexei, Nujab just missed 180, and Alexei Nee just pulled Rahimov from where he had been listed, forcing Liu Xiaoxin to go out and take his opening attempt on a miss.
Yeah, and that's where all the strategy goes down.
Yeah,
in the
and
back.
Of course, mm-hmm. Then work to win out on, yep. Unfortunately, to miss all three clean jerks.
Alexei Nee.
Yeah, I know. Is he here?
He is here.
Is
yeah,
he really?
Yeah, I've seen him. Yep.
Super exciting.
Yeah. So, by the way, guys, since the last podcast we just uploaded, it's only been 9 hours.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah, I went to bed at like 2:30, fell asleep at 3 something, and it's 9:20 now. I don't even know. Yeah.
I had to bed a little earlier.
Yeah.
So. I had to bed about
2. Yeah.
I saw, what's his name, the Turkmen Super.
Hoca Muhammed. Yeah. See here?
He had a very full plate.
He always has a very full plate. It's funny, the... Oh! Hoca. Over there.
See,
nice.
There we go.
Where he is? Yes. He's right behind us.
Yeah, he's right behind us.
Want to say hi?
And that's his sister. The Turkmen team is staying in this hotel as well. They're not at the Athletes Village. Similar to what they did in Kazakhstan, where the Kazakh lifters stayed in the, like, quote-unquote, better hotel.
Yeah.
Than the other lifters.
Have you guys been to the Athlete Hotel?
No.
I have not.
No? I heard it's okay. I heard it's fine.
I got the impression that our hotel's a little nicer.
I can't imagine.
That's what I heard as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I posted some stories to my Instagram. I'm just showing my hotel room and a lot of athletes messaged me, oh wow, I can't wait to come, and then they arrived at the athletes' hotel. It wasn't quite like it. Yeah.
Sorry guys.
Yeah.
That's probably more dorm style, closer to.
They do have laundry, at least, which is nice. I wish we had that,
yeah.
You can get it done, apparently.
And it's with the unofficial exchange rate, it's super cheap. Yeah, it's like a, is it even a dollar a shirt? It's probably nice.
Really?
So there you go.
There we go.
It's like 20 cents a shirt or something.
If one were to do the exchange.
Yeah, which nobody should do. but it's the only way to, like, use your money, right? Otherwise you can't afford anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. My laundry is dry. I did my laundry yesterday in my sink. It's dry. I'm ready to go. Just perfect shirt.
Did you learn a travel tip from Gregor last night?
Oh. You put
you
them.
Wash your clothes in the sink, roll them up in a towel, and then step on the towel.
Like, roll them up tightly and step on it, so it presses out all the water. Like, almost all the water.
It's great.
actually, in Paris, I was doing my laundry in the sink.
Yeah. It takes forever to,
yeah,
to dry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for everybody, yeah, we are in the hotel restaurant having breakfast right now. And usually there's more people in here, but right now I think everybody's already getting ready for the production stuff. The people you see are like the IWF officials, all the jury members, people who attend the Congress, all the higher ups in the IWF,
yeah.
I think, are here. Yeah.
So I'm glad we're in the nicer hotel, but it is cool, like, cooling in Paris. Just the athletes, like, I'm in line with Rybakov.
Oh, yes.
And it's like rubbing elbows and...
I like staying at the Athletes Hotel. Yeah, that's where you hear the best stories, you meet everybody, you get to know the people. Just bumping into people on your way to breakfast, and it's fun, actually.
I was looking at the chart list for the 45 in a few hours.
Hmm.
Three people listed at 180 for the total.
Wow.
It's going to be three-way between them.
45 kilos. Would have thought that they're humans that tiny.
Yeah, but there are a couple of athletes.
There's not many.
For whom it was perfect. It was like Alessandra Pagliaro of Italy.
Oh, yeah.
She was always weighing in at like 45, 46 or so.
Ah.
So for her, 45 is perfect. Like she never filled out the 46.
So today we have, looks like six sessions, right? Well, there's one combined C&D. Then there's BB and the two A groups, 45 and 55. At the end, yeah. And we're going to see North Korean favorite, right?
Yeah.
Ahn Myeon Chol.
Exactly.
Let's hope he's in shape.
Yeah. Another North Korean in that class. He's got his first world.
So is
my room number is 764. Mm.
764.
Everyone listening now.
Charge him double.
Oh, yeah. Come visit my room and buy some ATG shirts. I've got plenty left. I need to make some money. Thank you very much.
Who are you guys excited about? Nella or Choi?
Is Wim going to be here?
Who?
69th, the former 69th of North Korea.
Who
destroyed her?
Oh, Rim Jong Sim,
yeah,
she's here.
Yeah.
She cleaned her 45 with a smile on her face 2 days ago in the training hall.
It's great.
She looks. So
like
she's
as good as ever. Seen.
She's a 76 here.
She's the
one. Two-time Olympic champion. I think at what was her first Olympic title was at 69, right?
I think so.
Then 75. And soon 76, I think.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Lou. I know he's on his back nine, but just see what the old man can do.
Canelo.
I think with the importance of this Worlds compared to the previous, with now coming close to 2020, the U.S. lifters compared to Anaheim, now going into this, where will they place, what will they look like, how will they stack up, the ones that are in the A sessions and how they got there, the ones that are in the B sessions, how they'll perform, and how that'll set them up for 2019. Will we walk out of here with, yeah, we're on the right place, or will this competition prove to be too much? Real curious to see how that goes.
Do you think any American will end up on the podium, either in each discipline or the total?
Each discipline, possibly, but I really think it's going to be a tough road to hoe, and when you look at the start list, you can see where we're placed based on that, and it kind of shows you what's really going on. So this year is a little bit different than last year, so I'm real curious to see, well, other than where we're at, just on the platform itself, to see what the quality of the athletes and how this all plays out.
It was more dirt in my hotel in Anaheim than the entire city.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, very different competition.
Yeah, I'm looking outside of a window right now, and I see people cleaning the streets. All the bushes are trimmed perfectly. There's no spots.
There's no lights out.
Yeah.
It's literally pristine.
Yeah, Dr. Boffa's taking a photo right now. Maybe we should include it in the post.
I have so many photos of pristine white buildings. And unfortunately, there's no way to convey how amazing it is. I think, pictures. It looks like there's a bunch of white buildings down
there. Yeah. And with that, we close off this first round for today. Our plan is to upload, like, or not to upload, we upload one audio file, right? But maybe we take you throughout our day and we record some audio, like, every time
our
we get a chance.
We have no plan, with Gregor's
yeah.
trying to say.
Exactly, yeah.
He was literally 5 minutes before coming to reference, he's like, hey, bring the Zoom, we'll turn it on.
Yeah.
Troy and Canella had no idea.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just bring this on now.
I saw the look of horror on your face when we tried it on.
Well, when I saw it, I thought, what would Sean think of this thing?
Oh.
Would he want basically some kind of agreement signed before he even talked?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? This looks like something in my room. I don't like this.
Perfect. Yeah. On that note, we started with Waxman. We ended with
yeah.
There we go.
All right, so we're sitting here now. Sean Waxman, Gregor
Hello.
Winter. Hello, Sean. We've just had the conclusion of the women's 45A session.
Jeez,
rather dramatic. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
Gregor, how's the training hall been today?
It was pretty good. Obviously, China.
Yeah.
Lu Jiazhu snatched 160, did 150 twice. Tian Tao, 170 snatch, 240 snatch bolts for three. Pretty good. It was a decent session. I'm happy I got all of it this time.
I think I saw Liu Xiaoxin's 150 on your Instagram page.
Yeah. Oh, 160,
story.
Yeah.
160, excuse me.
All
right, so
JP
Nicoletta just popped in. We're talking about the fact that in the women's 45, the Turkmeni lifter did 104, which would have given her silver overall and silver in the clean and jerk, but it was taken away because she lifted out of order and two youth junior world records. Excuse me.
That did happen. They allowed the change. They shouldn't have allowed the change.
Correct.
They did allow the change. But the other problem was that literally nobody caught it. And by literally nobody caught it, I mean the jury too. And it was Niku Vlad who was not
he
on the
jury. He
was
just sitting over there as a reserve member,
and
right?
Told him, no,
or
not even a
not
reserve.
Even a reserve.
just hanging out. Yeah.
As a VIP, which he's entitled, you know, he is a VIP. But, you know, because of that, he went over and told the jury.
Oh, that's why he went back
to he was telling them that they all missed it.
Yeah.
And then they figured out what happened. And
wow.
The question is like, is that even appropriate?
Is that a legal move?
I mean, it's Niku Vlad. Right?
It is Niku Vlad.
You know, if he said it, I would take it too. Yeah.
And he's not wrong.
And he's not wrong, but is it his place? That nobody's saying anything. The question is he empowered to get the jury to act on something? Because that's clearly what happened.
I
don't know the answer.
I think the answer is no, right? It's like in soccer.
I don't know.
Right, because he's not serving in an official capacity in that session.
Exactly.
Right?
But once he notifies, once anyone
notifies,
you can't
know
something.
Yeah, once you know,
you can't not know something. Yeah.
Oh man,
and it was wild back there. I was back there, and they were going at it
in the warm-up room.
Oh man, I mean, it was a huddle of blue jackets screaming at each other.
Oh my god.
I mean, it's funny, not funny, but it's a good thing this wasn't Iran.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It would
have
been a different situation.
Well, it's a good thing that
they were very calm in their reaction.
That the president wasn't here.
Right?
You know, could you imagine?
I still think it's not great.
Right.
The Minister of Sport refused to go out and give the medals.
Right.
Because of this.
Yes,
apparently he was supposed to give medals.
I mean, she had she had two world records.
Yeah.
They took it away.
Were they world records?
Yes.
Yeah. Two junior world records.
Juniors, and she's a junior. That's
yeah.
Right.
I mean, really, it was a terrible call.
It was.
It cost her a lot.
And the other thing that I think is that you don't... the rules are written like in a sideways kind of way where it ultimately is the lifter's responsibility, but when they are called out of order, and she was called out of order...
You got to go out.
You do have to go out.
That's
and you
true.
Don't you don't unwind... You don't have to unwind the lift. They could have left it with
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So that all is just... It's really interesting how that all played out.
I mean, at the end of the day... The Turkmen girl is the one that really gets hurt here.
She's a loser. Yeah,
but I don't get
it's unfortunate.
Well, and then I don't get the 107 call.
I don't get the 107
because it still puts her in second place. Take 105.
Oh, I guess the only thing is we said it would have given her a gold in the clean and jerk.
Who cares?
Gold
and clean and jerk.
But it bought her a little more time.
You're getting world records. That's more important than a gold
as a junior.
Well,
well.
Yeah, it would be junior world.
I don't know,
but
gold
doesn't matter.
It's
a world
yeah, gold in Turkmenistan.
It's a gold. It's a gold.
It looks gold in the newspapers.
That could be $500,000. Yeah. We don't
it's
know what
it's
the
gold at the world championships.
Okay, yeah. That's so fair. We don't know all the details.
It looks gold in photos.
Yeah.
It's good. That's a good point. But either way, like, the 104 was...
It was good.
It was good, but it wasn't like...
I didn't know
it was a limit lift. It was a limit lift, it looked like.
So. I mean, if I'm her coach, I'm saying 105, maybe 106.
Yeah.
107, no way.
So it's tough. It was tough.
Right.
I'm waiting for Sally to come out so I can...
Well, that's it. We started off the A sessions with a bang, boys.
Yeah, that was the first A session.
Actually, Gregor, you're really good at this, too. Cause
oh,
you're
God. What happened?
And I think you know some of these guys. So, Chom Chuen.
JP going over name pronunciation.
I think it's more like an O, like Chom Chuen.
We've been doing all right.
Chom Chuen.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is once we pick a way to say it, we have to stay with it. We
yeah.
keep changing it. And
JP's
going to
say all the names with a German accent now.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't switch the O's to A's. Just Chom Chuen, Chonte.
Yeah.
Chonte
is pretty easy.
Kwak-on-bom. Yeah.
Bracci,
correct?
Josue Bracci.
Bracci, yeah.
It's hot, yeah.
What are we, go. Like, no, say, no, what no. What I have to say, I'm not saying publicly to everybody.
I don't know.
Sean, don't feel like you got to censor yourself.
Sometimes I think I do.
And I would just say 10 on that.
All right, we'll cut off now. Unless, Greg, anything you want to add from your training session stuff?
We can go into that later, I think.
Okay.
Let's cut it off here. And
who knows how this is going to sound?
This whole conversation?
Yeah, I'm recording the whole thing. Podcast, man.
Oh, shit. I did not.
You get it unedited, raw, behind the scenes.
Exactly.
World championships.
We're hoping. So I mean, we're in the venue, so we're hoping.
You can include
that
the fact that we're openly acknowledged that we have done pronunciation destruction, like, as part of
Listen,
our job.
Listen, anyone listening knows we've destroyed pronunciation. Yeah. This is not a secret.
Oh, I know.
I do it on
Cats
a daily basis.
Out of that bag, exactly.
It's horrifying. Yeah.
All right, we'll cut this off now, so Waxman can say whatever inappropriate thing he has to say. All right, at the end of the competition, end of the day sessions, Nat Aram of Hook Grip, ready to leave. I'm ready to leave. Gregor is standing amidst a pile of his own shit right now. There's lenses on the ground. There's like at least one camera.
And he's freaking out.
And he
yeah.
It's 10 p.m. It's unclear if there's any food available at the hotel.
Well, no, food ends at 10 p.m.
Well, so yeah, officially food ends at 10 p.m. The question is, will they keep it open for us? They opened it early for us, the production team, because we had to get dinner before the 5:30 session. So they did open it early, so maybe they will keep it open late. But it's unclear. And in any event, we're so far from being ready right now with Gregor.
It's Gregor's fault.
He's looking for a lens. If anyone knows what kind of lens cap goes to the camera he's holding right now. Wow, another piece of history. Last night we saw the original ATG GoPro. Today the original ATG video camera.
Wait, he has the original GoPro here? He brought both GoPros?
He's got two GoPros,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about that 55A session?
I mean, it was incredible. So many world records that were all... completely legitimate world records. It's the most world records I've ever seen in a session. I've seen a fair number of weightlifting sessions over the last, 6-7 years.
All kidding aside, today alone, I want to say I've seen 20 world record attempts. I'm not actually exaggerating. Between youth, junior, and I guess we saw two senior attempts, right?
Yeah. Well, I saw one.
Myung Chul.
Oh, yeah, he took two attempts.
Took two attempts. Made it once. Yeah.
Okay, 62 twice, yeah. Okay.
But if we count all the junior and youth attempts, I really think it's around between 15 and 20 attempts, world records.
I wasn't even here for the 45s, and I heard there were a lot of record attempts for that.
Tons. Every other lift. I took a world record attempt.
Yeah, that's
everyone
nice.
Who was here, I think, took a world record attempt.
I'm taking a world record right now. I'm taking
world record. Gregor is setting a world record. Just carry the camera. That's it.
Oh, my God. I wish people could see this right now. This needs to be a video podcast.
Right. This is where the magic of radio falls short, is we need video footage of Gregor There's a piece of something on the ground, it looks like now.
It's worth noting that Gregor has had between 5 and 6 hours of sleep for about 5 nights in a row, and he's been working for 12 plus hours each day. Well, probably even, once you count, you know, working in the room, we're talking like 15, 16 hours a day of work. So.
It's a totally unsustainable model he's following.
Yeah.
And it shows... it shows... No signs of stopping anytime soon. Now joined by Sean Waxman, commentator extraordinaire.
Of course.
What do you think of the session, Sean?
It was both great and strange.
Great and strange.
Yes, all wrapped up into one.
Say great. That about Ashgabat itself. Mirko Scarantino, bronze medalist, no medal in either discipline.
So I talked to the Italian coaches as best as I could, speaking no Italian.
That's a good start.
Yeah. It is their first medal since the 40s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
At the World Championship.
At a senior World Championship.
Did they get one last year?
No, that's what I thought, but they said no. But
I believe Mirko bombed last year.
Yeah, he did bomb.
So
I don't know if any of the women.
I thought some of their women might have medaled at some point, but I could be wrong.
Maybe they quite possibly. Couldn't understand people that speak
it's hard
English.
It's hard enough speaking English to you, Sean.
Yes.
So it's so entirely possible.
But I don't know if that might be fake news or not. But that might be.
That sounds realistic.
Now wait a minute. I think they had a medal at an Olympics in '84.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's talking about worlds.
Maybe just at
worlds.
Meets. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Olympics is worlds.
Worlds is better meet than the Olympics.
It's different. Yes, it is. But I feel like in '84 they might have had a medal.
Yes.
They did. They had I want to say a bronze or a silver.
Well, either way, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, good performance.
We have big news. Do you want to announce the news?
Oh my God, Gregor Winter is ready. Just knocked over a broadcast camera's chair. It literally says "Do not touch," and he knocked it over. On that note, why don't we just sign out since we need to find some food right now? Gregor Winter, finally ready. Thrilling.
Right. See you at dinner, guys.
There is no dinner.
We're hoping to find some.
Good luck with that.